Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all had a great Monday, great Memorial Day. Had some fun. Stay safe out there and enjoyed some baseball while you're at it. So let's get cracking on the news and notes from Monday, and we'll preview Tuesday as usual later in the show. And we'll start with some good news for those that believe this is good news. Angel Hernandez is retiring effective immediately for Major League Baseball. The announcement came down Monday evening. Hernandez started umping in 1991. Obviously had some good years to stick around this long, but recent years not been good for Angel Hernandez. And finally, he will be hitting the bricks and retiring effective immediately for Major League Baseball. Back to baseball now. Sean Murphy, he was activated from the IL on Monday for the Atlanta Braves. Joey Wendell was DFA'd to make a spot on the roster for Sean Murphy. Murphy was 1-for-4 with an RBI in his return. Remember, Murphy platooned with Travis d'Arnaud when healthy last season, so we'll see how things go this time around. Murphy does possess 20 home run pop and a .250 batting average, depending on enough playing time. J.P. Martinez of the Atlanta Braves was recalled to take Ronald Acuna Jr.'s spot on the Braves roster. Martinez was hitting .265 with 3 home runs and 14 stolen bases in 45 AAA games. Martinez has showcased some power and a lot of speed throughout the minors, making Martinez an intriguing fantasy player if he gets regular playing time. Adam Duvall got the start on Monday in the first game without Ronald Acuna. Victor Robles of the Washington Nationals, or should I say formerly of the Washington Nationals, was DFA'd on Monday as the team activated Lane Thomas from the IL. Robles was once one of the highly touted prospects in the national system, but the skills never turned into production at the big league level. Robles was hitting .120 this season with a home run and 4 stolen bases. Some team may pick Robles up in the major leagues, but leave that to the major league teams, not your fantasy teams. Austin Gomber of the Colorado Rockies was scratched from Monday's start with arm soreness. He said he's pitched through worse, but thought it was best to sit this one out and let things heal up. Gomber is still expected to make his start later this week versus the Dodgers. Austin Gomber is having a nice season and a great month of May as he's made 4 starts in May, allowing 2 earned runs while striking out 19 over 26 and 2/3 innings pitched. Justin Lawrence of the Rockies was placed on the IL with a right shoulder strain. A left-handed pitcher Josh Rogers was called up to take his spot on the roster. Lawrence has struggled this season and eventually ended up losing his closing role. Rogers, on the other hand, pitched Monday after an opener in place of Gomber, throwing 5 innings versus the Guardians, allowing 2 earned runs and 2 strikeouts. Don't get too excited just yet, though, as Rogers had a 5.44 ERA over 9 starts at AAA. Lars Nootbaar was once again out of Monday's lineup with a lingering hamstring injury. The Cardinals do not think it is too serious and expect Nootbaar to be back soon. Michael Conforto of the San Francisco Giants is expected to start a rehab assignment for his hamstring injury later this week. Austin Slater is also expected to start a rehab assignment the next day or two due to his concussion. With 2 outfielders beginning a rehab assignment for the Giants, some may point to Elliot Ramos and Luis Matos as the odd players out. I hope that isn't the case, and hopefully it shouldn't be the case. Austin Slater and Mike Yastrzemski could be the guys in trouble of losing their jobs. Stephen Kwan of the Cleveland Guardians will start a rehab assignment on Tuesday and is expected to play 6-8 innings for AAA Columbus. There's a chance the Guardians get Kwan back at the end of the week. Gavin Williams is scheduled to make his first rehab start for the Guardians at AAA on Wednesday. Williams will likely need a few rehab starts, but hopefully this is a start in the right direction to get Williams back in the big leagues. Christian Javier was placed on the IL Monday with right forearm discomfort. The Astros don't expect the injury to be serious, but time will tell. Jorge Polanco of the Seattle Mariners was placed in the IL with a hamstring injury, and Ryan Bliss was recalled to take Polanco's spot on the roster. Bliss was hitting .247 at AAA with 7 home runs and 28 stolen bases over 50 games. That's pretty good. If Bliss were to see regular playing time, he brings an amazing speed asset to any fantasy team. Lamont Wade Jr. might actually be the odd man out for now, as Wade has been dealing with a hamstring injury. And on Monday, he left the game in the 5th inning trying to run out a double. He injured the hamstring even more and will undergo an MRI on Tuesday. It's a tough break as Wade has been hitting great for batting average and OBP for fantasy teams. Chris Bassett of the Toronto Blue Jays was pulled from Monday's start after five innings with neck spasms. Apparently, Bassett was dealing with the spasms before the game, but they wanted to see how long he could pitch anyway. Bassett threw five shutout innings with seven strikeouts. Not too bad for dealing with neck spasms. All right, before we take a look at the day's highlights and a peek ahead at Tuesday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitchList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Monday. Kyle Stowers of the Baltimore Orioles. I just wrote up some risers and fallers for one of my articles of the week, and I put Colton Cowser as a faller who's been struggling. I said there's many outfield options in Baltimore, so if he doesn't start hitting, he may lose some playing time, and Kyle Stowers might be the guy that takes it. Stowers went 3-for-4 on Monday night with two doubles, a run scored, and four RBIs. Stowers is now hitting .375 with no homers, two runs scored, and five RBIs in 17 plate appearances. Definitely a small sample size. We saw Stowers rake at AAA. Could be a guy that can get some more run here with Cowser struggling. Tyler Freeman of the Guardians went 3-for-5 with two doubles, two runs, and an RBI. Over Freeman's last 15 games, he's hitting .298 with a home run, 14 runs scored, nine RBIs, and three stolen bases while hitting leadoff with Stephen Kwan. I expect Kwan to start. Don't get me wrong there. I'm more curious what Freeman's situation becomes. All right. Jose Miranda, 1-for-3 with a home run, a run scored, and two RBIs on Monday. Since May 1st, Miranda's hitting .278 with three home runs, 14 runs scored, eight RBIs, has been outstanding, and he's striking out close to 10% of the time. Miranda's been very effective. It was a season ago that Miranda had high expectations from fantasy managers, let everyone down into the season in AAA. Things have changed this year for Miranda. It took a Royce Lewis injury to get Miranda a shot, and Royce Lewis is actually on a rehab assignment, so I'm really curious what the Twins do here, as Miranda is hitting quite well and deserves some more playing time, so that'll be an interesting one for the Minnesota Twins. Make sure y'all check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Monday. Justin Steele, 7 shutout innings with 3 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts versus the Brew Crew. Steele had 13 whiffs with a 38% CSW on 93 pitches. Usually I don't highlight aces, but Steele has not pitched like an ace this year. In his 4 May starts since coming off the IL, Steele has allowed 15 earned runs over 20 and 2/3 innings pitched with 17 strikeouts. So this is a great start and hopefully a sign of things to come for Justin Steele. Robert Gasser was opposite Steele on Monday night, and Gasser was great. 6 shutout innings with 3 hits, no walks, and 7 Ks versus the Cubbies. Gasser had 12 whiffs and a 36% CSW on 81 pitches. Gasser's now made 4 starts for the Brewers, 1.96 ERA, 3.99 xFIP with 13 Ks and 23 innings pitched. I mentioned on yesterday's show that Cole Irvin would be joining the Orioles rotation, taking John Means' spot, and I mentioned how he's been pretty serviceable this season. Well, Irvin proved that on Monday night versus the Boston Red Sox. Irvin went 5 shutout innings with 4 hits, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. He had 9 whiffs and a 29% CSW on 92 pitches. Irvin now has a 2.84 ERA over 50 and 2/3 innings pitched. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Monday. Johan Duran picked up his 7th save of the year versus the Kansas City Royals. Jalen Beeks saved number 5 versus Cleveland. There's kind of a committee going on in Colorado right now, but Beeks has a little bit of the upper hand there. Lucas Sims picked up his 1st save of the year for the Reds against the Cardinals as Alexis Diaz had the day off. Robert Suarez picked up his 16th save of the year versus the Miami Marlins. And Andres Munoz picked up his 11th save of the year versus the Houston Astros. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Tuesday on the diamond. Full slate, 16 games, actually, as we have a doubleheader between the Dodgers and the Mets as their game got rained out on Monday. So full slate of action. DFS, we have a 10-game main slate starting at 7:20 p.m. Eastern time. Some pitchers we're looking at here, Freddy Peralta versus Chicago Cubs. Cubs are struggling a ton these days. Lots of strikeouts in that bat. Max Fried versus the Washington Nationals. Fried should be popular as he's been amazing of his last few starts. And now you get the Nats. Kevin Gausman versus the White Sox. Gausman looked real good his last time out. If that's the Gausman we're going to get the rest of the year, the ace-type Gausman, he's far too cheap versus the Chicago White Sox tonight. And then Jesus Luzardo versus San Diego Padres. Luzardo's been awesome over his last few starts. Some bats we're looking at here, Toronto versus Mike Clevenger, Cleveland versus Ryan Feltner and Coors, Philadelphia versus the Giants bullpen game, Seattle Mariners versus Hunter Brown, and Colorado versus Tristan McKenzie. Some things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday. Game one of that doubleheader between the Dodgers and the Mets, fun one. Tyler Glasnow versus Tyler McGill. The Battle of the Tylers in New York. Brian Bello versus Grayson Rodriguez. Should be a fun one. A little AL East action up there in Baltimore. Definitely a fun matchup there. Probably the must-see game of the night if you had to pick one game just for pitching matchups. Jared Jones takes on Tarik Skubal. That is going to be amazing. Pretty sure Nick will be glued to the TV, maybe even on playback for that one. But overall, there's a lot of really good starting pitchers on this slate. Brendan Faught, Jesus Luzardo, many more, Max Fried, Freddy Peralta, a lot of really good arms on the Tuesday slate of action. Cole Reagans is taking the bump. So keep posting on this one. It should be a lot of fantasy goods and bads on your rosters. You might see a lot of points changing in your fantasy leagues after Tuesday's outings. Hopefully for the better, but you never know these days. One thing you do know, check out pitcherlist.com. Go become a member. Join PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. You get in an amazing Discord talking all things baseball and fantasy baseball. Gets you awesome new tools like PLV Plus. Gets you the weekend podcast by Nick Pollock telling you who to add, drop in the starting pitching world. It gets you projections and so much more. Always something being created and coming down the pipeline at pitcherlist.com. So go check all of that out. I highly, highly recommend it. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Wednesday. For now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Tuesday, May 28th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.